This week's episode of Playing in the Clitter Box will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
You're watching the Shining Wizard. Wrestling podcast.
Right, sorry if you tuned in for the Clitterbox tonight. I heard they got locked out. However, we got episode 780 of the Shining Wizards podcast. Tonight at 8 p.m., we have the greatest and most decorated deathmatch wrestler of all time, the Bulldozer Matt Tremont, joins us. Also, the main event of WrestleMania is in the books as Roman Reigns chose CM Punk. Plus, we preview AEW Grand Slam, talk some JCW. Oh, fuck it. I give up. Let's get into some local news talk.
And talk about local news.
Brando.
Tony.
Double T.
That's up, Kevin.
Brando, are you okay?
No, Matt Tremont.
Jeez Louise.
What happened to Bowman's house this past weekend?
JEW.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, dude.
I write this shit down.
Oh, shit. God damn it. What the fuck is she hitting?
Did she get you in the nards?
Fucking A.
He was not wasting any time.
Holy shit.
I fucking just got in here.
I didn't even call that one in.
Yeah, neither did I.
She hit me with a big ass fucking banana.
He's used to getting it stuck up his ass, so.
A little deflated, huh?
Jeez.
What does it smell like?
Bananas?
Pussy.
Jesus Christ, dude. With clitter blocks. Jesus.
You see what you did, Brundle Fly?
It was preempted for this nonsense.
The clitter blocks.
I just wrote down J-E-W. I don't think we can name the show that.
Clitter blocks might work.
No. Jesus fucking Christ.
Clitter blocks sounds like Roblox for adults. Hey, here's some Kevin's on his banana phone.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, how are you guys doing tonight?
Shit. I'm doing as fine as a Mexican restaurant in Wisconsin.
20 jokes. No, oh my God, what are we doing? I told you, why don't you listen to me?
What?
Well, I just got the shit beat out of me by a banana.
Yeah, yeah. You did. You did. Yeah. Did she get your long nuts?
She didn't get my long nuts. No, she swung up top. So
well, that sounds like a challenge, man.
Don't say that too loud.
She I got the banana now.
Well, in fairness, HK, when bananas are swinging around you, I figure they're more up top than down low.
That's a good point. Yeah.
What if that's a
like Pokemon trying to catch them all
around the back? Maybe.
What if that was a distraction banana?
A distraction banana.
Yeah, like, what if she's gonna come out with something like heavier, bigger, harder?
Like my long nuts.
I don't know. Like you are now. Like now you are holding the banana, right? Both hands.
I do have the banana. Yeah.
Right. You're playing banana phone. Like it's occupying the time. So now your hands are full, and you're doing the show.
Right. With like, the banana.
Yeah. So like you can't block your crotch.
Like with the banana, I can.
Yeah, but you don't know if it's you don't know when it's coming.
I got the banana. Oh yeah. I got the banana blocker.
Al Day is right. What if she uses the sword dildo next time?
Then I'm fucked.
Literally.
Clitorally.
Oh, shit.
But everybody's good. Everyone's okay. Everyone survived the winter wonderland that is this fucking beautiful state of New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't have the plague anymore or AIDS. So, you know,
oh,
everything's great.
That's good. Tony, how are you? You ready for Valentine's Day, buddy?
Yeah, getting there. Getting there. Right. Going to be busy. You know, my brothers are readying up. Reading the comments. That's okay.
Yeah. HK, how are things in your neck of the woods?
I'm fine. The fucking sword dildo is not inside me. All right, Molly. Let's get that straight right now.
Perhaps. She's like the fucking Wu-Tang Clan, man. She ain't nothing to fuck with. Holy
shit. Jesus.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
All right, good. Everybody's good.
Okay. Matt,
yeah.
How about you?
I'm groovy, man. I'm groovy. Yeah. I watched a lot of wrestling this week.
You look good.
I feel good. I've been going to the gym. The cleaning crew came today. The house smells nice. It looks nice.
How long is that going to last?
The gym or the house smelling good?
No, the house smelling good.
I didn't
believe in Double T going to the gym.
I do too.
Double T's been on a streak. He's been hitting it hard.
I love it. I love it.
I don't know. Maybe like, I mean, the house always smells pretty decent. The cats, they put the, you know, we got the two cats. They run around. They get the litter all over the place. We get dust bunnies. They like the scratching pads. They scratch all the cardboard up. And then the kitten's got the big floofy fur. So the cardboard gets stuck in her fur. And then she tracks it all over the house. And with all the rock salt on the fucking steps. So, yeah, it was just due. So maybe a couple weeks. They come once a month. So,
cool.
Worried.
Nobody. All right.
Did you ever send thank you to your fucking plowboy buddy for doing your driveway?
Yes. I did thank my neighbor, yes.
Is your plowboy buddy named Rory?
That's a throwback.
Ooh, that poor guy alone. Jeez.
Fucking Phil Ray over here with the throwbacks.
Rory, my plowboy buddy.
Well, we got Matt Tree Humper tonight at 8 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Wait, Matt's an ecosexual? I didn't know that.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, you go out, you stick your dick in the dirt. It's earthworming.
Ew. Earthworming?
I would assume it would be a tree. You said tree humper, so it would be a tree. Yeah, stick to the maples, a little lubrication on it.
Yeah. Stick a branch right up the rear.
Interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
There used to be a butt tree in Rutherford when we used to go walking around town. A friend of mine used to go, "Hey, did you fuck the butt tree yet?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He showed me the butt tree, and I swear to God, the bottom of the tree looked like an ass. Like even like the bottom of the tree was not where the ass was. And he's like, "Dude, you got to hump the butt tree." So then, like fucking idiots, we would all get behind it and hump the butt tree.
This was in Rutherford.
Train? Yeah, it's in Rutherford. You know where? You know the convenience store across the street from where the Williams Center is? Of course you do. You've been there.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you go up that side street on the left, it's like up in the kind of woods there, like by the terrace where the streets all kind of snake around. Used to be like an empty lot up there. I don't know if the lot's still there, but yeah, that's where the butt tree resided, at least when I was a kid.
next time I go to the Williams Center. Like Coco.
All right, Diana, knock it off. Wonder if mom's like horny for Valentine's Day this week.
Give her a call on air.
I mean, it's a fair question. Actually, let me see if she wants to join us. End the show at 8:45 for sure.
Is this like therapy for you? Like a couple weeks ago, you just had that revelation like, oh, I used to drink. I drank once out of a toilet. And like now you're like, oh, we used to hump a tree. Like, dude, what, some stuff here. Like, what's going on,
buddy? No, I'm bringing the quality entertainment to the show, you know? Nobody gives a fuck about AEW, but they hear Tony hump the butt tree. Come on.
Yeah. Drinking from a toilet.
That's fucking trees. That's ratings, bro. Look at the numbers going up as we're talking.
Yeah, take it easy, Vamp.
Vamp out. Vamp got fired.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Did he really? Oh no, he got fired. Storyline. He wasn't
really fired. Shit, we're there. We might as well just because HK brought it up in the pre-show. So, and Tony spoiled it for himself last week looking up JCW results. So JCW lunacy. And I can't, you know what? I am kind of with you, HK.
Thank you.
I thought this week's lunacy was a better show than the last couple weeks, but I don't like all the non-finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was just the squash match that had a clean finish.
I mean, the title match wasn't clean. A three count. We didn't get like a no contest. Like, yeah. I don't understand. Maybe you guys can walk me through this, right? Facade, Kerry Morton. Why does that end in a no contest?
The Ninja Mac is upset. Yeah.
Yeah, but shouldn't that be a DQ win for Kerry?
I'm with you. I like the no contest call instead of handing him over the win, because really, I mean, you know, he didn't do anything. He wasn't getting redemption or anything like that. I kind of don't mind the no contest on it.
Glom on HK, I think it maybe in JCW land makes a subtle difference if somebody's interfering because of their own vendetta as opposed to like the opponent's vendetta. It's not like it's a manager was interfering, mm-hmm. like what would happen later on in the show, you know? Like, what's his nuts would interfere? Yes, for Caleb Conley, but that was on purpose because he was Caleb's corner man, you know? Ninja Max got nothing for Kerry Morton. He don't give a fuck. He just wants to get one over on Facade because Facade, you know, cheated to win.
And Brundo, you might be able to answer this question because you probably watched way more GCW than me in the last couple of years.
Perhaps.
Has Ninja Mac always been that doughy?
No, he is not. And I realized that last week when I was watching. I was like, what the fuck has this guy been eating?
I mean, he still moves like a cat.
Yes. Yeah. He's like Willie Mack. Like Willie Mack moves like crazy, and he's doughy. It's like I guess fucking Ninja Mack enjoyed that raw horse meat out there in fucking Japan.
And he's fucking doughy over here. Look at him. He's moving around like a cat. He's fucking doughy.
He's making the cheese too. It's weird because he wears all black, but then he was wearing the belt with the white strap, and it always just kind of like fit him. It made him look like a barrel when he was wearing it. So yeah.
He reminds me of Ruckus, if you guys remember Ruckus from like CZW, ROH.
Why did he get fat.
He used got to big? Be really fat, Ruckus. Really? But like when he started, he was like Willie Mack almost, except shorter.
See, I remember him like being thinner, like, you know, later day. I don't remember him being so big. Wow.
Yeah, he could move the exact same way back when he was chunky too.
So yeah, but you worry about guys moving, like, especially like, I mean, Willie Mack can move, but like Ninja Mack does like all like the flips and the dives and whatnot. And you know, that's got to be killing his knees. He's going to fuck himself up.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like I look at Gringo Loco and like, I can't believe he's the size he is. Cause he's a guy that's just been getting bigger and bigger as well. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's impressive to see the guys do the moves that they do, but you know, sooner or later carrying that extra weight around is going to fuck with you, you know?
True. Very you know true. What I don't like?
Uh-oh.
No, man. What's fucking Big Vito's problem? How dare... He paid Mickey Knuckles to beat up Jasmine St. Clair.
after he was told no more hits.
He shows up and he's like Vince, he wants to tell Vince about his weekend. And Vince is like, nah, bro.
That's like the one thing that really has me in this whole fucking thing. I fucking love Vito, man. I've always been a fan of Vito, man. The guy kicks ass, but like, he's the one thing, like, he comes on the screen. I'm like, yep, man, what are you doing? And I wasn't like a Funstruction guy either at all. Hated the gimmick, everything about it. But them playing off of Vito, the whole thing, it fucking works for me, man. It's super entertaining. Now, if you just fucking have like a finish, I'd be happy.
I hated when NWA brought in Brothers of Funstruction. I thought it was just like more like of like NWA's kind of like downward trend into like the goofy gimmicks and like the stupidity. But it's got a fucking great home in JCW. If it was anywhere else, it wouldn't work. But here, love it. I also love the fact like, hey, Vito knows. Yes, so what? Who cares? He's like, who gives a shit? And they're just moving forward. I love it.
Oh, fucking Petey worked the Brothers of Funstruction not too long ago. I should ask him what that's all about. I just thought about that. Yeah. Interesting. Well,
Do they really weigh in balloons and cotton candy?
They do. Yeah, they do. I'm guessing, at least.
I love it. I fucking love it, man. Look, I was down on MoshPit Mike a couple weeks ago. Mike Derriere, he fucking rules.
No.
I'm tired of Mike. I'm tired of fucking Shrek.
No, I like that look for PCO.
Week. What do you mean you're tired of Shrek?
Fuck it. I don't like that look at all. And you know what? He's looking a little rough.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yep.
He's like 58 years old, right?
That match fucking sucked. That was miserable. Horrible match. I expect more from PCO.
Mosh Pit Mike had to carry PCO.
Yeah, right.
Bro, PCO's Brando is right. 58 years old.
I know, but like we were talking shit about Madman Pondo, and he's like 50. I mean, you know, what are we doing?
He's a different 58.
I'll tell you what, though. I do like the advertising for the upcoming shows for February, and they're advertising Too Tough Tony and Willie Mack. So, you know, cart before the horse, maybe?
Yeah, they're coming back with Handjob J.
Woof, woof!
It was Violent J.
Yeah.
Yeah, Violent Handjob.
You don't like the clowns?
No, man, I've never liked the clowns. I've never been a juggalo. Not my thing. But JCW, I'm getting there.
I wouldn't consider myself a juggalo, but come on, Chicken Hunting, Slaughterhouse Remix.
Are you a juffalo?
What's a juffalo?
Not a juggalo.
I don't get it. Did I miss something? Brenda really got tickled.
No, it's fucking terrible.
he could have went Ruffalo.
No, it's from a fucking Insane Clown Posse song where a girl.
Oh, like, that makes more sense.
She's like, I'm definitely a Juffalo.
You should have said Jug-a-no. That would have been better.
I'll tell you.
See?
We're gonna have to jug a go.
They got me. That was a good one.
Okay, radio.
Yeah.
Look at me. That was a good one.
That was a funny one, Toilet.
Hey, you're Toilet. I'm Double T.
Interesting watch, Toilet.
Juggerno? Fucking awesome.
That was a good one.
You got to go. If you get a chance, I know you're going to hate me for saying this. No, you got to go to an Insane Clown Posse concert. It's unlike anything you've ever seen in your life.
I got to tell you, the selection of Juggalettes this week as the Ring Girls, not my favorite.
They're in New Mexico. What do you expect?
Too much coverage, though. You figure in New Mexico, they'd be a little skimpier. In Detroit, they couldn't give less of a fuck about taking
Detroit, Tony. Don't worry. They're going back to Harpo's in February.
Oh, they're hitting everywhere up there. They're going back to everyone.
It's all free.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty wild.
We taking a trip to Detroit in February, boys?
Fucking, I would love. Are you? I want to take you out to the fucking Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in Iowa. I want to go. I want to do a road trip one of these years. But if you want to go to fucking Detroit in February, sign me up. I'm in.
I feel like I'd never make it home.
Why?
I don't know. I've been through Detroit once and I didn't feel safe, so.
Now Detroit's coming back.
All right, good.
Real estate's pretty cheap. I mean, you wouldn't have to fucking shell out too many bucks to find a place to spend the night.
I will tell you this. I am.
Oh, boy.
What was that? Was that still the banana or is that like an eggplant?
I got the banana, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like my long nuts.
They're yellow?
By what measure do you have long nuts, may I ask?
Oh, what do you want?
Was there a nut examining contest at one of your fucking shows?
Bundle's gonna have to fucking mail back the measuring tape.
Yes, the measuring tape.
Got for Christmas.
Like if you put those shorts on that you got for Christmas, do I turn into Sarah Jessica Parker with your fucking
real
nuts
quick. Pulling my- You look like Sir Bottom Tooth from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't understand.
Brenda, did you find time to watch JCW this week? Are you on yet? Are you in?
I did not find time this week. I was a little busy on the weekend, but I haven't been fully in yet, but I'm going to continue giving it chances.
I know we've turned the Discord... the Shining Wizards Discord. We have our own. There's a JCW chat now.
Yep.
People
are popping.
It is popping. Are you buying that Caleb Conley is the chosen one?
Yeah, why not? Why would
I like it? I love it. I can't believe he fucking backfisted the ring rat.
Why? She deserved it. She's sticking her nose in where it doesn't belong.
She was sticking her nose in his ding dong.
Yeah, like I don't understand. Like, is that her go to now? Just to make like she just drops to her knees at the drop of a hat.
Tony, she's the ring rat. It's what she does.
Yeah, but she's supposed to be protecting Jeeves. Like, why would she drop in front of Caleb then? Like,
she's not trying to. I mean, in that instance, yes. But you know, he's mad, right? How do you, turn down the anger? A quick blowy.
No, I think we're past that.
Well, clearly now after she got her fucking teeth rattled.
No more blowies for Caleb.
No, he's out. He left him in the dust.
Good, and he should have.
And Veda Scott said, "Oh my god. Oh my god.
It sucks.
She sucks.
She's fucking awful. I'm sorry. She's not good. She's just mono. Everything is monotone. The end of the goddamn show when Ken Anderson fucking uses the belt shot. No, no, no.
Terrible. No urgency. No storytelling depth. Nothing.
Yeah.
Look at that. Molly agrees.
Use that one all night.
Yep. Going back to that. Well,
she was matching the intensity of the fucking belt shots because that fucking ending sucked. He is barely hitting them, and he comes up behind it. It kind of hits him a little bit on the, and now I getcha, and now I getcha. It's fucking miserable.
Yeah, she sucks.
Who starred that? Why did we star that? What is
you
that?
You star it so you can go to the starred list anytime you want and just call it up again. Call it up again.
He did StreamYard last week.
I just figured something out that's helpful to the show.
All right. I love it.
Now, if we can only fix Brundo's microphone.
Baby steps, Tony. Baby steps. I'll tell you what, too.
Agreed.
See, it's paying off already.
I'm done with Mr. Anderson and James Storm. This has been going on for too long.
I know. I felt it when I was watching it, too. Thankfully, it is.
Is it, though?
It's got to be, right?
Mr. Anderson cheated to win. So that
he's got to wrestle cocaine now.
Well, cocaine has the briefcase. It's just a matter of when cocaine cashes in. Which means James Storm is going to want another shot at Mr. Anderson because he fucking cheated. Also, you think Violent J and Vince Russo, their buttholes puckered when Mr. Anderson decided he was going to use that brand new fucking commission belt to swing it like a baseball bat at fucking James Storm's leg?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
It's like, that's brand new. What are we doing?
Yep.
What? Juggalos don't got money?
Juggalos do have money.
Well, what the fuck?
But it's a brand new belt. Let's not break it on first go around.
Yeah, we're not talking Tito and fucking Greg Valentine here replacing an old belt,
It'll be fine.
Actually, I like what they're doing with Ken and James Storm. I don't mind it at all. I like it because it's been a progression. It's been a story. The guys are battling for the belt, which is what you want. You know, you want the guys to be doing. So I don't know what the big blow off is. I don't, obviously, because of the attack after the match, I don't feel like this was the big blow off. I think we have to have at least one more situation, I think. But I've been enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah, but if they don't, it was a good reason to send James Storm packing for now, you know?
Yeah, yep. And he can come back with Vamp and the hand job clown.
Or he could just come back at some point in the future. Yeah. You know, just down the line.
What do you got against Violent J?
He's not down with the clowns.
Also, Chris, thanks for checking us out, Chris. I'm glad you got a bracelet from SJ at one of those shows.
Yeah, what's up, Chris? Thanks for joining us, brother.
Welcome aboard.
It's Chris from the
Bird. If you like hand job clowns, this is the place for you.
Did you ask if Chris is from the Burt?
Yeah.
Is it cold in the Burt, Chris?
So cold in the Burt?
The Burt? Fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, so that was like JCW in a nutshell, right? What, did we forget anything major?
No.
I don't think so. Just that Mickey Knuckles was coming back later for the tip.
Ugh. Just the tip?
Because she ain't fighting, she's fucking.
Big Vito's like, yeah, you're a lot sexier than Jasmine St. Clair.
I agree with that, don't you, Brundo?
Out of your mind. 100%.
See, Molly agrees too.
My wife?
I bet you she's a juggalo.
She's not a juggalo.
You sure about that? Oh, it would kind of explain why we got a rubber banana in the house.
Well... Maybe she
will.
Maybe she was packing up for her trip.
It seems to me.
Come on. Are you gonna pantomime that shit?
Brenda, you alluded to it in the intro. It looks like we have our WrestleMania main event. Philip and Roman.
Philip and Joe. Samoan Joe taking on fucking
holy shit. I missed that. Was it in the notes?
What, did you not watch Raw last week?
You got notes?
Brando doesn't know about Raheem though.
Excuse me.
HK doesn't know about Raheem.
I don't know about Raheem.
He don't know about Cody Raheem Rhodes.
Did anybody jump up and down that Cody was being racist with that comment?
Oh God, I can't. I was at my wit's end with the fucking IWC this week. I almost had like a fucking breakdown on Tuesday with these.
In other news, the weather's cold outside.
Fucking Adam Page did an interview with Chris Van Vliet, and they talked about the
fleet.
They talked about the stupid picture with fucking Marty Chris Skrull.
I am Chris Van Vliet here with Rory.
What the fuck is Zaruka? What are we doing?
What is Zaruka?
I don't know. It's in the NXT fucking scroll down here.
Anywho, this fucking stupid picture that fucking Adam Page took with Marty Skrull like 3 weeks ago. They brought it up in the stupid interview and the fucking internet lost its mind because Adam Page was like, he's my friend. What? Like, they weren't satisfied with the answer he gave.
Oh, fuck off in your fucking shit in your hat.
Really? It's fucking ridiculous, the entitlement of people who think they're allowed to fucking tell people who they can be friends with, and the hurt that is incurred in their heart when they find out, oh my God, Adam Page is friends with Marty Skrull, who's not a stand-up individual. Newsflash, fucking people. Professional wrestlers are fucking dirtbags.
Whoa, no, hey. Not all of them.
They are.
No, not all. No, and I'll go a step further. Every single person walking this planet, whether they died already or whether they've yet to be born, are all fucking dirt bags. We're all dirt bags.
Yes.
We've all done stupid shit that we're not proud of, and we've all tried to move past it, and fucking people just let it fucking go. The guy's not allowed to have friends because he made a fucking mistake? Like, fuck off. You don't think Buck Zumhoff has friends in prison? And he's done heinous shit. I'm not saying everybody's got to be his buddy and fuck him for what he did, but the guy's not allowed to have a friend to have a beer with? Come fuck off.
They don't give you a beer in prison.
If you smuggle it in, you do.
Oh, that's also, right.
Like, I just want to say, like,
see, Molly agrees.
Marty Scurll did some disgusting, heinous things.
Yes.
Well, I think we're all no
arguments. I mean,
I will also not pretend like when I was in my early 20s, I wasn't trying to get girls drunk so I could sleep with them. Like, I know it's different because they were like underage and it's not illegal in UK, but like, no, you're not. Like, everybody like just portrays themselves living in these fucking white castles where they're so much better than everybody else. It's like, stop pretending. You go online and you like pretend you're better than everybody else. You're not. Just because you didn't try and fucking get a girl drunk and sleep with her doesn't mean that you some other heinous thing you did is okay. Like, it doesn't, everyone is a dirtbag, like Tony said.
Mr. Biscuits joined us. Vinnie Mac still has friends and he shits on people's heads.
Also, like, everybody loves Eddie Guerrero, and let's not forget who his fucking best friend was.
Yep.
And
the
who
juicer.
Yeah. And he did, he fucking raped a girl, and he was very guilty about it.
And they turned him into a kid-friendly character on WCW, for God's sakes.
And she was underage.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
His other best friend killed his wife and kid.
Yeah. It just like
the list. Mr. Biscuits, everybody loves Austin and he beat Deborah.
Well, she kind of had it coming.
They had to write a song about it.
But that's the thing. Like, you can't like pick and choose. Like, I don't know. It's everybody thinks they're so much better and righteous, and they live in these like fucking ivory towers, and I just like was gonna fucking murder somebody Tuesday. And everybody's got to have their fucking say on it. Nobody gives a shit. It's just like the fucking the fuck ice thing that happened at AEW. People are like, oh, I'm not gonna watch anymore because the crowd chanted fuck ice. Oh, will you fucking stop? Just you sound like a fucking asshole. But you watch the other show where they're like, you suck dick. What are we doing here?
Is that JCW?
Yeah, yes. It was.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I gotta.
So WrestleMania, right?
Yes. I want to get back onto that. I went on a rant. My apologies. Roman Punk, fucking fire promo Monday night.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I picked you because I hate you. Oh my God. You felt everything he was saying. Everything. I looked in your eyes. I shook your hand like a man and you mocked me. Oh my God. The delivery, the fucking pauses, everything was perfect. Both sides.
Yeah,
and fuck Michael Cole. That was not a pipe bomb. Stop that shit.
He's the fucking worst.
He needs Every a McMahon Cole. Yelling in his ear.
Does he?
God.
Yes, he does.
I'm surprised he didn't yell vintage pipe bomb.
Oh, my God. Dude, he ruined it. All we needed was a shucky ducky to follow it up, and I would have fucking threw my remote across the room.
Yeah, fuck that guy too. And his brother.
Yeah, eat a shit, Stevie Ray. Lying. Like them apps. We'll make a video about this.
Yeah, make a video about fucking this.
Oh.
Yeah. My fucking short nuts.
I would like. I just hope like where do they go from? Like, how do we get to WrestleMania? Like, I want it to be such a build where these guys don't touch each other until WrestleMania. And I'm so worried that there's going to be some Ugazi bullshit where they're in the fucking elimination chamber together. They got to sign a fucking contract. Something fucking stupid was Tony.
Here's what's going to happen, right? They're going to fucking do an old Vince McMahon standby where they're going to put the main event of one match tagging up against the main event of the other match on fucking SmackDown the night before Mania. Remember when they used to do that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we get John Cena and John Layfield against like Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton, and Kurt Angle one year? I have a feeling we got something like that, right? They're going to have to team up. They're going to be rivals next week. But this week, they have to coexist. No. Waka waka.
No.
It sounds like the John Cena Batista team, I think.
Wasn't that? when they took on the whole roster?
Yeah.
Remember when they would do shit like that? Like John and Randy versus SmackDown? Fucking A-Train eats an RKO. Fucking Cobra Guy eats the fucking AA.
Cobra Guy.
The guy on TNA.
They just fucking plow through seven guys in 30 seconds, and then it's just a mass beatdown for no other reason than we have to fucking have a clusterfuck at the end of the show. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we finished the show last week. I went down, I put on Raw. I was so down on the Rumble that I was like, all right, let me put on Raw. You know, I thought Steph and Raquel had a fantastic street fight. Fantastic. And I love the Punk Roman. I like how Punk came out and he completely fucking walked past Roman and was yelling about Finn Balor, and Roman's fucking facial were like, he was like, this motherfucker serious right now. And I was like, ooh, we're cooking. I like this.
Yeah. From the start to the finish, that entire segment was exactly kind of what you wanted it to be. And I would think even exceeded expectations. Like you say, when he went right to the camera too, right past Roman, like you said, right to the camera and talking to Finn, the facial expressions were all there. The lines back and forth were all there. It didn't feel, and this is one of the best parts about, I think when you're really hitting a promo out of the park, it did not feel scripted. It felt emotional. You know, like you could feel what was going on between them, and it makes you believe in what's happening in front. It takes you out of the I'm watching wrestling, you know, critiquing a promo. It sucks you into it, and you get lost in the shit. It was fantastic. Absolutely fucking A+.
Do you think we get Punk and Balor still at the Elimination Chamber, maybe? Because the way I'm looking at it with that is like the build to WrestleMania 17, where it was Rock, you knew it was going to be Rock and Austin, but then you had like Angle in the mix as like a spoiler for the guys, and you know, a way to extend the storyline, get them to WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, I don't hate the thought by any stretch, but I think that you could probably go back to Finn Punk after Mania. Like I would like to see Finn kind of in that picture. I'd like to see, you know, whether it be Finn and Punk or Finn and Roman, however it plays out. But I think that the way that they're cooking right now, just based off that one segment with Roman and Punk, I think that you have more than WrestleMania that you can look forward to with them, or they could at least and should really.
Well, we know Bron Breakker will not be included in any of those plans.
Oh,
he had to have a major hernia surgery, and he'll be out for quite a bit of time. So apparently he tore his guts flipping over a table. So oof. You don't want to do that.
Oh, whoops.
So, HK, you have no idea about Cody Raheem Rhodes?
No idea, man. I wasn't around Friday, I wasn't around Saturday, I wasn't around Sunday. So you tell me.
So he cut a promo on SmackDown, and he said, I hear we're having a measuring contest. Well, and I'm paraphrasing. I can look up the exact quote. But he goes, there's a reason why they called me Raheem. Insinuating he's a jacked black dick.
That's awesome. Where do you, is it just, I can find this anywhere? I can find it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's.
If you, he said it on SmackDown?
Yes, it was part of his promo.
This wasn't like part of the What Do You Want to Talk About podcast. Nope. This is him like, you guys want to come out and measure dicks?
He came out and did a promo and he was like, if we're having a measuring contest around here, there's a reason they called me Raheem and back in the day or something.
Raheem, fucking awesome.
Right? He said Raheem, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's a fucking amazing. I gotta see this. Okay, I got more questions. How did he get to, you guys want to measure dicks? Like, what was
he mentions that when Punk and Joe were going at it, somebody mentioned his name. So then he's like, oh, I didn't realize we were in a you know what measuring contest.
That's fucking amazing. Here we go. The American Raheem.
American Raheem.
Yeah,
he's just a big dick man.
He's banging the fucking cowbell with his cock.
Exact quote.
Gonna use both his hands.
I heard it was.
Looks like a kickstand. Hey, he's American Raheem. Broke this down, right, Blendo?
Oh, yeah, of course.
We got our winner.
I heard that it was going to be a you-know-what measuring contest. Well, they're both glad I'm not in it because I didn't get the nickname Raheem for no reason.
Jesus. Fucking amazing.
Oh, so yeah, there was that
Molly says agreed.
Jeez Louise,
I think we got our whoop for the night.
But then I mean, Drew cut a pretty sick promo at the end of the night too.
Yeah, Drew's so, been yeah. Dude, all four of these guys, the most amazing mic work like in recent memory between the four of them.
It's been good. Drew's low-key really, like, the last year, Drew has been fucking the killer on the microphone.
Yep.
I mean, think of all the times he murdered CM Punk on the microphone, too.
Oh, my God. When fucking Roman Reigns brought up the fucking bracelet. Holy shit.
Yep. So, somebody said it in the chat, too. I think it was it Chris? No, wait, what, huh, in the chat. Said, when Roman mentioned you treat me like I'm some young boy. Holy mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah, it's good shit. It's going to be
amazing shit.
It's going to be good. And we got the Elimination Chambers in a couple weeks. Tiffany Stratton qualified on SmackDown. Randy Orton also qualified. So did they say who the Elimination Chamber, are they fighting for the championship? Like, did they – okay, doesn't look like it. It's just
no. It's going to be
number one contender.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For both.
Yeah, yeah.
Both. Men's
I mean, Liv hasn't chosen her match yet, but I mean, everybody I assume would figure it's going to be her and Stephanie Vicor.
Right.
When's the chamber?
The 28th.
Oh, we got time.
Two, three weeks. One, two,
yeah.
Two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
I have not watched. Was there anything else from Raw or SmackDown you guys wanted to talk about? I'm sorry. No. Anything that caught your eye, caught your attention? Anything of note?
Oh, I don't know if you remember Joey Ace. He was one of the guys that was protecting Adam Pearce.
So was a former guest, Joe Keys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not Joe the Key.
Joe the Key, yeah.
Oh, was Joe the Key?
Was it? Jay the Key.
Jay the Key Evans? Oh,
Joe Keys. Yeah. No, it wasn't Jay the Key.
He was one of them out there.
Jay the Key was, not Joe Key.
Yeah,
Jay the
Key. Not Joe Key, yeah.
The DJ's guy.
Yes.
Was he pounding fucking murder balls or whatever the fuck they fucking drinking. What were they I forgot Murder Balls is sitting above me. There you go, yeah, Al. You want to know what they were called?
Oh, fucking Murder Balls. I don't watch NXT.
Nope, don't give a fuck. Next.
But I know they crowned an NXT champion with a ladder match. The only thing I saw, the only clip I saw, was WWE touting ladder stilts. I can't tell you who the fuck was on. There's two dudes on the ladder. They're fighting on the ladder to get to the championship. And some fucking jerk off has two ladders, like stilts. And he comes walking over to them. But both guys on the ladder who were fighting stop to watch this guy slowly walk across the ring to them. And I was like, this is so fucking stupid. This is so fucking rehearsed garbage bullshit. It's the shit that I was fucking complaining about last week with the WWE. Everything is rehearsed. Everything's got to be a viral moment. This was the dumbest looking fucking thing I've ever seen. And I watched fucking JCW this week. Juggalo Championship Wrestling. And I watched the Jersey J-Cup.
You catch right, any
J-E-W? And some other guy play invisible basketball. I thought that was way more entertaining than this garbage. It really annoyed me. It really annoyed me. And I know two people in the fucking match, Joe Hendry and Ricky Saints. I know nobody else.
You don't know Dion Lennox, Jackson Drake, Keanu Reeves, or Sean Legacy, or Shiloh Hill?
No.
All the rest are like Evolve and what is it? LFG guys or whatever?
I didn't realize they were
fucking around.
So jobbers wrestle for NXT championships now?
Yeah, there's nobody in NXT anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Grayson? Grayson has our sticker on his car.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Checking out from Canada. Thanks. I love it.
Did you get in the BERT?
Yeah, Grayson, we heard it's cold in the BERT. Can you confirm?
SJ's doing a great job up there.
She is. She's amazing.
God, and she's making those bracelets. Someone said they got an I Ship My Pants bracelet.
That does not surprise me one bit.
Also, like,
if you got a Ship My Pants story, drop it in the chat, people.
The fucking Discord had like a bunch of them this week.
Drop it in your pants. Oh, who shit themselves? Did Bauer shit himself?
Bauer, yes. Bauerhausen. Yeah.
He almost went two for Tuesday on that one, too.
He shit his pants. I think Peterson came in with a story about, like, it's so fucking weird that it's now, it's like a, like it, like it's a common thing in the Discord. Like, we're talking about Juggalo Championship Wrestling and shitting our pants. Those are the two.
14 months clean and sober right here. I was shit free in 2025.
Good job.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time I shit my pants was.
Well, mine was Christmas. The porta potty,
probably.
I feel like I need like a whiteboard day since I shit my pants. Be a nice addition for the cleaning crew when they come next time.
I know what Double T needs. He needs a trip to the castle.
To the castle.
Oh my goodness, gravy.
Good Lord. Yeah, and if you're a woman and you shit your pants, freaking please share it. There's no guilt, there's no shame.
I don't know, man. I don't want
it happens.
No. Yeah, but I don't know.
I'm still waiting for, like, I was on my period and I shit my
pants. Stop. Oh, fuck.
You know it's happened. We just have to find that lucky lady.
Should have asked Mickey Knuckles.
Mickey Knuckles was already a guest.
What the fuck? Right away it goes to Mickey.
I know we asked her if she shit her pants.
I'm sure she tells about it in the book, yeah. But Tony can't get through fucking Gorilla Monsoon.
I'm still in Ithaca. He told me, "Will you stop?" And I took it literally.
Oh, wait a second! You're not supposed to out your wife
walking home from the shops. Good Lord!
I hope your wife doesn't listen to this. I dunk.
Oh, I guarantee you dollars to donuts she doesn't.
I don't know. I don't want to hear about a woman pooping.
No.
Woman.
Like, I know my wife poops, but I don't. Yeah, but
get Rion. I bet you she shit her pants once or twice.
She's at work.
Call
like I announce when I'm going to take a shit.
What do you mean you announce it?
Like a royal decree? Like, if she's like in bed.
He has like trumpet players.
Hear ye, hear ye!
And I shan't be closing the door.
Somebody comes with one of those big fucking lists that falls down.
That's his fucking toilet paper. All the way down the goddamn steps because he has to close the fucking door.
Well, I was going to say, we have a couple new listeners. So for you guys that are new, I will shit with the door open.
Fucking wrong.
If there is nobody home.
Yeah.
But
he pretends no one's home. Don't listen.
No, but I also have two. I also have two cats, and the cats love bathroom time with me.
Oh,
they love it. They fucking love hanging out in the bathroom with me. When I get out of the shower, both cats are outside the shower.
They're waiting for Cheez-It, you fucking.
No, they're waiting to see if he finally puts the fucking deodorant.
So when I have to take a shit and my wife is in bed, like reading or scrolling on her phone, I'm like, I'm gonna go potty, right? Because the cats.
I'm masculine of you.
The cats will open the door.
Tell your wife you got to use the potty. Be a man.
And it's also like because my wife, this is not her fault, but my wife is late for everything, so she waits to the last fucking minute. Her alarm goes off at 8:30, but she don't get out of bed till 9:30 to get ready for work. I don't work on her schedule. So when I got to go, I got to go. And I hate using the bathroom downstairs. Because I feel
mommy's
like
bathroom?
I feel like that. I'm so used to my toilet.
It's because you got to use a machete to find the toilet.
It's got plants tickling his balls.
I don't like the toilet downstairs. It's too short. I feel like my knees are in my chest. So I
do you have a comfort height toilet upstairs?
I don't know. I got my toilet. I don't know what it is.
No, but it's like a tall one. Like when you sit, you feel like you're sitting more in a chair rather than like all the way down.
Yeah. I like
that. That's a comfort height.
Get a squatty potty.
No. Oh, yeah. I think you have one, don't you?
We have one in there. I don't like the way it feels. I can't shit. And I'm always reading. That's what I do on my reading. Like I can't have my knees on my chin and try and read. Also not that flexible.
You're going to the gym, you'll get there.
Yeah, but I'm not going so I could use the fucking squatty potty.
That's one of the benefits.
I take a shit at double T's, my long nuts are on the floor.
Ew. Tuck them in the bowl. Hit them with the fucking
tuck them in the bowl. I'm taking a shit. I ain't shitting on my nuts.
You can wash them off.
The bowl at HK's house wasn't any better. It's low to the ground too, but he's a tiny man.
His feet probably still dangle.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ, you are a hairy calf motherfucker, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Jesus Christ.
Hairy calf mother.
Yeah, I'll write that.
He lifted his leg. All I saw was like a shadow.
I guess we can talk about it while we wait for Matt Tremont. He'll be joining us shortly.
By the way, I like your John Moxley shirt.
Thanks, bud.
No, Double T's awesome. Got one on too.
Oh, I don't have a white T-shirt. Says something on it. It's like a WWE shirt.
Is it fucking awesome?
No. We found out. I guess I don't know. I've been pretty up on the news, but I missed out. Uncle Fred was not doing well, huh?
Yeah.
I guess he kept it quiet.
He waits till I don't have him.
He's nobody's still alive. Got him, so. Yeah.
He is still alive, but that's every time somebody mentions, like, Abdullah. I think somebody has Abdullah, and he wasn't doing so well.
Right here.
Yeah. Okay, he's coming for you, HK.
Oh, yeah?
Tony is coming for you. Uncle Fred wasn't doing well, though, but apparently he's in better spirits.
As long as he's not a spirit.
Woof,
man.
Poor guy.
Jeez, man. Hey, I'm a sidebar. Side note. I watched a 1997 Saturday Night Bunkhouse Buck against Ron Power. Ron Powers? Ron Powers squashed the shit out of Bunkhouse Buck in like 4 minutes.
Who's Ron Powers?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, at that point, Bunkhouse Buck is, it's not the same as like 94, 95 Bunkhouse Buck.
No, it's not.
I'm surprised he's still, is it
there in 97?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's just doing one-offs at that point, isn't it?
It was February of 97.
Ron Powers, also known as Brody Powers, Ronnie Twist, Aries, and the new Bruiser Brody. Huh.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Me either.
He defeated Joey Maggs on a TV taping for Wrestling Challenge in August of 92.
WWE?
Yeah. Wow. He worked for GWF in October the same year as Brody Powers.
He wrestled in 2024, teaming with two guys against the fucking Faces of Fear and Attila Khan, whoever the fuck that is. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I guess this was the end of Bunkhouse Buck.
He wrestled in New Japan's Wrestling Scramble in 92, where he teamed with Scott Norton, Manasnobu Kurisu, and Tony Halme.
I would love to. Ron Power. Yeah, like he like, and he hit him with a, Buck went for their tombstone and Ron, they did the tombstone reversal and Ron Powers fucking reversed it and hit him with a tombstone for the win. And I was like, I was like, what the fuck? I was really caught off guard.
Hey, I got breaking news if you're interested.
Okay.
We'll play a game. We'll play a game. You and HK, but Brando could play too. Who is allegedly the next character from the WWE coming to Fortnite?
Who is the next?
Don't look. Take a guess.
I'm not looking.
Breaking news.
Let's see. Is it? All right. Who's already in there?
Yeah. I mean, you got Undertaker, Bianca Belair. I know Cody. Cody's in there. What's your name? John Cena. The Man, Becky Lynch, is in there.
Okay.
That might be it.
Is it Roman Reigns?
No, it is not. HK, who you got?
CM Punk.
Nope. Brundo.
Rhea Ripley.
Nope. The correct answer is The Demon. How fucking awesome is that markup?
Finn Balor. Okay.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cool.
All right. A little
probably going to have some spooky powers, maybe a mask where you could like, you know, morph or throw fire and shit. Like that'd be pretty cool. Right. If we get the emote.
Oh man. I'll put the suit back on. You want me to put my suit back on?
Yeah. Put the suit on.
In the closet. I forgot I was Fergal for Halloween. Fergal. Tony, you should make Handsome Kevin paint his face like a juggalo.
No, I think I got an idea for punishment, by the way. I got to work out a couple of kinks, but probably next week we'll make the announcement.
I got this guy with working out the kinks.
Kinks.
Lolo, lolo, lo.
Is that your favorite kink song?
I mean, You Really Got Me is like the one that everybody goes to, but yeah, Lola is low key really good.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite Journey song?
Not really. I mean, everybody because of The Sopranos likes Don't Stop. They like Don't Stop Believing. Nah. Separate Ways is okay.
I mean, Separate Ways is our guest tonight.
Yeah, that's
no, I get it. But like, I mean, is there any other big hit that I'm missing? Open Arms is, I guess, if you want to like slow dance with your girl back in the 80s.
Tony, we're talking about fucking Journey. Any Way You Want It, Lights, Loving, Touching, Squeezing.
Those I don't know. Any Way You Want It, I know. Any Way
You
Want
know
It.
Lights?
Probably. No.
When the
no
lights,
lights go.
Oh, go down yeah, in the city.
Nope.
And the sun shines on the bay.
No.
No.
Do I someday love will find you.
Break those chains that bind you.
Oh, of course, timing. We're singing this right as Matt joins us.
Of course,
you can't write this any fucking better.
Serendipitous. Now you know it would be ironic if he didn't like Separate Ways.
Well, we can bring them in. Let's bring them in and find out. We'll do that.
The bulldozer, Matt Tremont.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. We're doing awesome, man. This has been a long time coming. So glad you could join us tonight, man. How's everything in the world of Matt Tremont?
Not too bad. Just on the road. So just trying to get things done and get settled. But we're all good. All good.
So who's the unlucky son of a bitch this weekend?
We got coming up. I got Cruel, the Monster Cruel, Saturday in Los Angeles for GCW. And then the following day, Sunday, GCW, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm not sure who's on my plate yet to eat up for that Arizona show, but I got Cruel lined up on Saturday in LA.
Damn. That's a tall order right there, sir.
Yes, yes it is.
Get it? Because he's tall?
Jesus fucking Christ. Matt, we were talking Journey songs right before you joined us, right?
Yeah.
Obviously Separate Ways is your fucking jam, and people were going nuts in Jersey City on Sunday when you came to the ring. Although they did cut it off. Like, do you have to like yell at somebody afterwards? Like, why would you turn off my music?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've been using that song for like a little over 10 years now, and just within the last year or so, it's picked up even more, the crowd singing. And like you said, this past weekend in Jersey City, they sung the whole damn thing. The song stopped, they kept going, and then they restarted the song. So pretty cool moment.
Is that your favorite Journey song?
It's probably the only Journey song that I know of. So, but I owe Steve Perry a lot.
Nah, he's fine. He's fine. He don't need it. He doesn't need it. Tony mentioned, long time coming, Matt. We've crossed paths so many times. We finally got you on the show. This is an absolute honor. And I just went on your social media at Tremont07GCW. Handsome Kevin above you.
I was going to say, you're calling out the wrong motherfucker, Matt. I'm telling you that right now. That's bad plans for you, buddy. Calling out Savio Vega? You out of your fucking mind? You lost your fucking marbles? That's the wrong guy to call out. He'll beat the shit out of you. You're a fucking dead man calling out Savio.
I hope so. Let's make it happen. I just want to go to Puerto Rico and fight Savio over there. That'd be great.
Okay. The bucket list, there can't be many more guys on it. Is Savio one of the last guys? We know you finally got Onita a couple years ago here in Jersey. Who's left for you?
Not many. But I've worked many legends over the years, and Savio's one that's had many, bloody Caribbean barbed wire matches over the years. So just an old school fan at heart, and always enjoyed what they do over there. So, but aside from that, not too many. I feel like I have faced them all.
Yeah, it feels like at this point your people's dream match, basically, kind of like that title.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Which is surreal because I'm the old man in the locker room now, because the business is so young. So to have younger guys and girls in the locker room that a lot of people, especially in the last year, have told me, I grew up watching you in CZW and stuff, and I'm like, man, I feel like a dinosaur now in wrestling years.
How do you feel though? Because the deathmatch style is not kind.
It's not. I turned another year older in March, and then about a week or so ago, celebrated 19 years in the business. Wow. And, a majority of those hardcore death matches of those 19 years. I mean, it definitely takes its toll physically and mentally over time. But as I've gotten older, just, more wiser and, take care of the body better. I definitely have to, I have to stretch every day, or I can't move some days. So a lot of stretching, but Overall, feel pretty good though. The last year has been the busiest I've ever been, you know, going full time pretty much with GCW. And, you know, a majority of those matches are in the hardcore deathmatch genre. So, yeah, well, I mean, after a weekend, it's a, you know, try to rest up as and heal up as fast as I can. And then off to another weekend of work.
Are the younger guys receptive when you impute to them, like, hey, I get what you're doing. I love what you're doing. But, you know, just be mindful that 15, 20 years from now, this is the kind of shit you're going to be going through. So, you know, like, with the benefit of hindsight, do you try to impute that to the younger guys? Like, hey, do what you're doing, but maybe think about things a little differently before you do it.
Yeah, I have from time to time. And I feel like this generation now has a better understanding of taking care, better care of themselves. And, you know, just doing the hardcore deathmatch stuff as safe and as smart as you can, so they can do this for a long time. And I feel like a lot of the newer guys have that mindset now. They're being smart, you know, working as safe and as smart as they can, doing, you know, all this craziness. So, you know, hats off to them.
Who do you have your eye on currently? Like, who's up and coming that we should keep an eye on? Like, I know, you know, we've got a few names. Like, Lil Sicko has been impressing the hell out of me, but I'm sure there's some people on your list that you like that are impressing you, and these are the guys to look out for, and gals.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, you know, and the top of the top come through GCW. So I've seen Lil Sicko do his thing. I've seen Mr. Danger do his thing, and then just collectively as a whole, everybody, you know. The Kogar brothers are killing it, and there's anybody that's coming in, the company as a whole, regardless if it's hardcore or not, just I'm sitting there in the locker room, and I see all the talent that's around me that comes in and out of GCW, and it's incredible at times to see, you know, and it definitely makes you have to step your game up and you know, try to, you know, go out there and still, you know, be the best you can to the best of your abilities, you know, because it's a hungry locker room that's, you know, looking to go out there and steal the show every night.
Is it crazy to look back to where, you know, you've been there since pretty much the start of GCW, the Howl days, and then to see, like, how far they've come with, like, the Hammerstein shows and 30-something states? Like, what's that like?
Knowing Brett and what he's always wanted to do, and then obviously, you know, being there, like you said, since the beginning, you know, in the Game Changer world and in the Howl days, I guess you could overall was going to be its natural progression. Obviously the death match and the hardcore stuff really got everything going for the company, and then it evolved over time, and because now it's not just all, you know, death matches and stuff, so it's a good variety mix to give everybody a little bit of everything of all styles and genres. But yeah, to see where it's at now, to see what the company's done in its 10-year history, you know, it's definitely top three or the number one independent company going today. I mean, I don't know if anyone else runs as many shows as we do across the country, which I'm thankful for. You know, GCW has kept me busy the last year, and, you know, I got a full schedule of work, and I'm very thankful for that.
You talk about being busy, Matt. I mean, you guys are, and you went viral over the summer. When my brother is sending me clips, you had that match with John Wayne Murdoch where you take the gusset out, it falls out of your head, and you fucking Hulk up, and the blood shoots out of your head. Holy shit, man. I'm sure you don't know what's happening as it's happening, but when you see that, are you like, oh, that was fucking cool. I wonder if I can do that again.
100%. Yeah, I had no idea it happened at the time. And then when I got in the back, everyone's showing me clips on their phone. It was like a goddamn whale geyser shooting fucking blood out of his head. But yeah, that was awesome. I had a couple of those viral, you know, moments throughout the last year, you know, which always helps. You know, always a cool thing that happens and to see. That definitely can't plan those. Those are happy moments that, you know, happen there and at a place and time. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Dude, it was fucking wild, man. And it's why, like, your whole career is unbelievable. Like, just looking back, and we've talked about this last year, what you're doing in GCW. Like, there was a run, including that Ricky Shane, not Ricky Shane Page, the John Wayne Murdoch match, where, like, the week before that, you wrestled Mad Dog Conley for JCW. Then it was Mantis Black, Too Tough Tony. Like, you're tagging with Priscilla Kelly and One Manders. Your new tag team with Bear Bronson is fucking taking off. Like, you are unstoppable 20 years into your wrestling career. It's amazing.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been good. The last year on the road with GCW, it's been great.
What do you now? For those maybe not familiar, like, you were involved in running a promotion, right? H2O was kind of your baby, and you did the collectibles too. You had the spot at the mall.
Yeah.
Do you miss all that stuff, or are you just content now being like busy on the road?
I don't miss it at all. I don't miss running shows. I don't miss booking shows. I don't miss dealing with people and the headaches. I miss the locker room at H2O. I do miss seeing the fans multiple times a month. I miss the creative side. Like, the last year, I probably filled up half a new notebook with just new ideas and concepts, because I don't have that creative outlet anymore, because I was doing the promoting, doing all the booking, everything that had been H2O involved. So I miss that stuff. All the other stuff, I don't miss at all.
Are you surprised with the success of Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
Not at all. They've been around a long time. They've always had a good product that's a very Juggalo product. And then being able to, you know, work with them, you know, sporadically, you know, last year, and being able to see how they operate. They run a tight ship, extremely professional, in and out. Everything's, you know, everybody knows what they're doing. They're there to do their job. I was at the gathering of the Juggalos that entire week, and they took great care of me. It was me and my wife were there, and it was a great time. Get, you know, see the concerts and all that stuff, and then the wrestling was just, you know, extra icing on the cake. But yeah, and now they got, you know, Russo involved, and I've been watching their TV show on YouTube, and it's great, and, you know, good compelling storylines and good matches in the ring. But they found their niche, and, you know, they're doing well.
Yeah, no, I know, because you've been you know, you did JCW a long time ago, and we opened our show tonight talking about Lunacy. Like, we've turned a whole bunch of people that tune into our show into JCW fans. So it's always
nice.
It's fun. It's fun to talk about it when everybody's watching it and enjoying it. Have you ever spent any time in the locker room with Zilla Fatu?
I don't believe I have. We were supposed to wrestle each other at GCW at some point, either last year or the year before, but that fell through. But I don't think I have shared a locker room with him. I may have once, but I can't remember, to be honest.
Okay, well, I know you were on the road today, and we had to push this back, so I don't know. He made some headlines today talking shit about JCW.
Oh boy.
He went on a live stream and he said, "Man, fuck GCW, man. Weird ass owner, man. It's a weird ass owner. Don't take none of your kids there."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty, just kind of out of left field weird shit, huh?
Yeah, I've never had too much interaction with the guy, but, you know, people are going to say however they feel. Brett and GCW have always been good to me, and, you know, I see kids at the events, and you know, as long as they're having a good time and everybody's safe, I've never heard anything bad happen of anybody coming to shows at, you know, GCW or anything like that. But yeah, that's pretty wild to hear.
Yeah, my son's been to GCW, JCW before. He had a blast. So don't know where that would come from.
Never a dull moment with the internet wrestling community. There's always some weird shit going on. Matt, CZW, you've been to Japan. You've done the death matches. What is we ask all the death match guys, the worst weapon or something where you're like, nah, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, where is there a line for you?
I mean, I've pretty much taken part in almost everything that has been done or you can do. Probably after time has passed and, you know, done a bunch of craziness over the years, probably the only thing I'm not a fan of, the big long, like toothpicks or shish kebab, you know, I don't mind the skewers themselves don't bother me, but I guess like the years ago, I took like a toothpick baseball bat to the side of the head and I had a toothpick lodged in the side of my head for about a year. And then it finally came out and it was black. Then this was like probably 2012. Nothing with toothpicks. I'm good. Everything else I've done, it don't bother me.
Have you done the drill though?
I ain't fucking with that. And I'm good. keep that away from me.
Yeah, keep that shit over there, Louie. We don't want none of that. Maniac.
I wonder if he passed it down to his kid yet.
I'm sure they will at some point.
Oh my God, a double drill dough? Get Louie on the line.
What? And I don't know if you can answer this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. What is the bear dozer? What is it? Are you guys going after Alec Price and Jordan Oliver? Like, what's the plan with you guys? I know Bear Bronson won the Nick Gage Invitational. Like, he's on his own trajectory, but like, you guys as a tag team, you're a fucking menace and you're a problem. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think it's what JCW needs right now. GCW, yeah. Excuse me.
I really enjoyed tagging with Bear. I have two really solid, great tag teams: tagging with Bear Dozer, and then me and Bam Sullivan, two bald fucks. We've been tagging at Jersey Championship Wrestling off and on for the last year. So I got two fantastic tag team partners. I believe Bear Dozer's undefeated, whether it's tag team action or trios action as well. I would say at some point down the line, a tag team opportunity at the titles may come down our way, hopefully.
I sure should hope so. Any sights on the new Jersey Championship Wrestling champion, Charles Mason?
I was there. It seemed like a really good tournament. Much respect to the champion, Billy Starks. That girl's tough as nails. Yep. You know, four matches in two days against some of the best on the independents. Shout out to Billy. It's physically demanding, mentally exhausting, you know, when you're done that many matches in one day at that high of a caliber. And Charles Mason's he's as good as it gets as far as heel work on the indies today. And, you know, he's the man right now, JCW champ, J Cup winner. You know, he's bright future ahead of him. He kills it everywhere he goes.
Do you look past him? You look at the rematch with Otis and at the end of the month?
I'm looking forward to that. That's a big one. I held that belt for 363 days. So wouldn't mind getting that back and running that back and having that second run going into Vegas many a week for the collective. So yeah, looking forward to that. Hartford's a great town. We can do ultraviolence there and do our thing. So expect craziness and another chapter of violence for Otis and the Bulldozer.
Are there places where you can't do ultraviolence?
I was, because some of these venues we go to are really nice. So sometimes I'm surprised with what we can and, you know, can and can't get away with. But Hartford's one of the towns we can do glass and go all out. Some places we can't. It's just, you know, probably just really, really nice venues. But we've been at, you know, really nice venues, and I've been, you know, surprised at what we are allowed to do at times. But Hartford's one of them. We can go all out and do our thing. So it's a GCW. Hartford's a GCW A town, 100%.
That's what I like. I like to hear that. God, Matt, where do we go from here? There's so many things we can touch. I mean, I don't want to ask all the questions. You guys have any questions for the Bulldozer?
Well, I did want to go to the chat here because SJ, let's see here, where is it? Wanted to know what made you pick your specific song for your entrance.
So I think it was the fall of 2014. I was going into a match, but it was a Tangled Web match at CZW, and I was kind of teasing going my separate ways from the company going into that match. Pretty sure it was Tangled Web 2014, October. So I figured, you know, using separate ways would help the angle and going into the match. And then it felt good. And I thought, you know, the crowd liked it and felt good coming out to it. And it just stuck from there. So, you know, 12 years later, still coming out to it. So it's worked well.
I got to know, like, you do deathmatch. You were talking about fucking pulling plates out of your head and toothpicks that's been in there for a year. Like, you ever, like, maybe think, like, oh, I could go for a little catch-as-catch-can, right? You ever just, like, that thought ever crossed your mind? Like, collar elbow? Like, you ever get into that?
I mean, at times, yeah. I mean, 2 years ago when I was the IWTV Independent Wrestling World Champ, you know, I during that entire run, I had no gimmick matches. They were all straightforward wrestling matches against Brian Keith, Brogan Finley. So I was very, very proud of that title run and the work that I had during that, because that was just straight up wrestling. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, I got into wrestling because of, and I was, you know, Mick Foley was my number one guy.
Okay.
I enjoyed hardcore and deathmatch wrestling, and this is what I wanted to do. Now being in it so long, you know, it's my bread and butter, and people are paying to see me bleed and do craziness. There's plenty of other tremendous wrestlers, you know, on the roster that they're coming to see. They're going to see, you know, the catch as catch can and all that with, you know, Jonathan Gresham and those guys are so good. They're paying to see me brawl and bleed and you know, be a little mix of everything. And I enjoy doing it, and it's fun. So,
well, I'm glad that you enjoy doing it, man. That's awesome. Like you say, that's your bread and butter, but, like, you know, sometimes it's like a rye bread, but you try a cinnamon raisin loaf and that's fantastic too, right?
Sure,
maybe even better.
Cinnamon raisin loaf.
Yeah. But why not?
Well, Molly agrees with you.
I'm just looking out for 20 year career, man, and still going to this. You got to stretch to fucking move around, right? Maybe you'll call it out, right?
Yeah.
For you, a little longevity, right?
it's
another 20.
Yeah, we'll try to. I retired once. That was it. When I quit for the 1 year that I did, I needed it at the time. But I plan on wrestling until, you know, I'm, you know, dead, buried 6 feet under. So let's see how long I can go.
Matt, I'm sure you've talked about it a million times, but, like, I have to ask, getting to be in the ring with Onita,
mm-hmm.
like, I can't speak for everybody else on The Shining Wizards, but for me, like, when I found those fucking VHS tapes in the late 90s, Onita, Mr. Pogo, like, I couldn't get enough. I could not get enough. And for you, I'm sure you know, we're from the Northeast. We're from the New Jersey, Philadelphia area. Like, RF video was a thing, and that's where we all got our fucking tapes from. Like, for you to be in the ring with him, like, take us through that, because that must have been fucking surreal.
Very, very. I think my head at the time is this was 2017, when I my goal was to get to Japan. At that point in time, I haven't been to Japan yet. And I'm like, man, what do I need to do to get the attention of promoters or, you know, anybody over in Japan? And I asked a veteran in the locker room. This was at Beyond Wrestling years ago. And I asked Steve Monster Mac. I'm like, what can I do to get the, you know, promoters that take notice of me or just get some interest going for, you know, try to get to Japan? And he said, just start calling people out like Taz used to back in the day. So I got it. So, you know, got to give credit to Monster Mac for that. He planted that seed in my head, and I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go to Japan, I want to, you know, I'm going to call out, you know, a guy that started it all. So, I think it was like April 2016 is when I first called out Onita. And then it was a year process of just, you know, putting out promos and hoping I get his attention. And eventually towards the, I think, summer or fall later that year, we did. And then the ball started to get rolling to eventually when we faced off for the first time at CZW in 2017. And then and then doing that good business. And then he brought me to Japan 2 months later in October of 2017. So all in all, it worked out. I got to go to Japan, and I got to, you know, we were able to bring Onita here and work with him here, go to Japan, work with him there, get blown up in explosives. And then fast forward, what was it, 4 or 5 years later, I'm running H2O and, you know, wanted to, you know, try to do it again and then do it in a baseball stadium and just craziness to be able to pull that show off and do all that. But, you know, a lot of fun overall. It's Onita at the end of the day, you know, one of the biggest names ever and, you know, this genre. And, you know, it was definitely a leveling up moment for me, you know, being able to work with him here the first time and then going to Japan, that definitely raised my stock. And then him coming to H2O and doing the stuff that we did here a couple, you know, a few years back, I felt like that helped elevate me a little bit more. So all in all, it was, you know, good experience and, you know, help get my name out there. And so I can keep still doing this today.
I was at that's the one CZW show I ever attended. And that was like if you've never seen or been live for an Onita entrance, it's something else when he comes out to that wild thing. And
yeah,
it was unbelievable. Like, did you know you were going to Japan? Cause I remember after the match, he was screaming into the mic, "I take you to Japan. I take you to Japan." Like, did you know at that point, or was that like, "Oh, I guess I'm going"?
I believe, if I remember correctly, it was either that day or the day before. We all met up at a hotel in the lobby and just went over, you know, what business wise, what we were going to do. And the plan was laid out to, you know, bring us to Japan, 2 months after, you know, the once in a lifetime match, the first match that we had. So going into the match, yeah, I knew we'd be going to Japan in the fall after.
I got to ask now, Japan, you ever eat that raw horse meat?
I'm assuming I half the stuff I don't even know what I ate over there, but I ate it and it was good. And the food's cheap over there too. It's a lot cheaper over there. So, but I pretty much ate any. I've been over there 4 times. I'm pretty much at Lawson's or 7-Eleven the whole time because it's good and it's cheap.
Okay, because Lance Archer did the show a couple years ago, and he swears it's the best thing that he's ever eaten. So now I have to ask every person that's ever been to Japan about the raw horse meat.
Yeah. And all the food's good.
All the food's you ever good. See any of those weird vending machines with like the robot that makes the hot dog or the panties or any of that weird shit?
Yeah, I've walked past them all. Yeah. There's vending machines down up and down every street over there. It's crazy.
You ever buy anything?
Very convenient. Usually just soda or juice, or they even got coffee and tea, but yeah, they got all kinds of stuff in their vending machines over there.
Now you're on the road a lot. Do you have like a go-to like gas station food or 7-Eleven or Sheetz or whatever? Like what's your stop and grab a snack for a road trip?
Sheetz is number one. It's the wife's number favorite place too, but usually, and obviously Wawa's home, you know. But you use Mountain Dew Code Red and a bag of pork rinds, and I'm good.
Now, I gotta ask, man, because you just said the wife. So, somebody on the show once had a shit emergency, and they had to shit
once.
I'm not throwing him under the bus, Hansel Kevin.
I was there for this.
He's my buddy. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. He had a shit emergency, and he shit in the bathroom while his wife was in the shower. Is that something you – thumbs up or thumbs down? I mean, let's talk about this.
I'm going to say I could probably get away with it, but I'm not doing it.
It's not something like – And let's be fair to this person who's on the show. It's not like it was an emergency. It was go time, or I was shitting my pants. Not me.
You gotta go then.
I don't have the sliding glass door either. Nobody's gonna see it. It's legit measured it. It's 6 feet away, so it's like
it's in the same fucking room. All right, I was there. He was having a regular conversation, like it was Sunday morning breakfast, while his wife's in the shower and he's dropping rock in the toilet.
Dropping rock.
in fairness, Matt, Mrs. Brundo, I'm sorry I added you, Brundo. She said, "Come on in, big boy." She has no qualms with letting her husband do what he's got to do.
There you go.
She's got no qualms. Yeah. And they get to talk about their day. She's, you know, how was work, sweetie?
I hope it wasn't the shits.
She offers to wipe if he needs a hand. You know. So that's a loving couple right there. Good Lord. So, Matt, you've been doing this for close to 20 years. Question we ask all the guests. I'm going to steal it from Double T. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Oh, probably. I shit my pants once. I was very sick. It was, I think, 2012 at Beast Wrestling somewhere in South Jersey.
that checks out, of course.
Yeah. I was wrestling Stan the Man Styles. I'm sure we did. I gave him a sit out power bomb and I shit myself right there.
But I
was very sick going into the match. Like I wrestled three times on that show. And by the time I wrestled Stan, I was white as a ghost. Shit myself during the match, then went immediately to the hospital afterwards, and I got diagnosed with pancreatitis that I deal with today. But the shit started in 2012.
Holy crow, man! Pancreatitis is nothing to fuck with either. That's misery. Sucks. how bad is it? Like, how long's it been since you last had an attack?
It's been some time, but man, when I first had it, like they told me I had like 5 palm sized ulcers in my stomach, and they had to put a tube down my throat, pump my stomach out. So like, it hasn't been bad. It's been good now for a while, but you know, definitely, you know, I got to watch what I eat, and certain foods don't digest better than the others. And then just sits there. I used to have to make myself throw up. If it wasn't coming out one end, I'd have to make it come out the other. Pancreatitis sucks. So
yeah,
you gotta watch pork rinds fly. That's okay. Pork rinds and code red. Right? Like I gotta watch what I eat. Pancreatitis acts up. Give me pork rinds and code red.
Well, I mean, he's drinking it with the Red Mountain Dew, you know.
don't pay attention to Handsome Kevin. He eats fucking carrots and celery all day.
He goes to a Mexican restaurant, eats vegetarian. I mean, come
on. He has a fucking cheese quesadilla 6 times a week.
And if it don't go in one way, he sticks it in the other way.
I'm going to enjoy it however I take it. I'm just confused about, like, I got to watch what I eat. Pork rinds.
I just can't eat none with red sauce because I can't. So, like, I love pizza and pasta, but it kills me. It kills me. I can't.
The acidity of the sauce?
Yeah, 100%.
And how are you drinking Code Red?
That ain't bugging me.
It's not sauce.
And I don't drink that every day either.
The red's not marinara. I mean, Jesus. Fucking guys chugging Francesco Rinaldi over here? What's wrong with you?
Jesus Christ.
That tickled Brundo. I'm glad. Holy shit.
No, I just got a vision in my head of somebody popping open a fucking ragu can. And
one of like the fucking gallon sized ones at like Costco.
Hit the bottom of it and fucking, I forgot what did they even call that.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, do you worry about Mickey Knuckles' butt cheeks getting all scratched up? I do.
She's tough as nails, man.
I get it, but like we had her on like a month or so ago, and I told her, I'm like, you got to protect your moneymaker, and she's like, you know,
I'm gonna wipe the moneymaker.
What did Mumbles say? I missed it.
He's too busy stuffing carrots up his ass. Jesus.
Not horny, gotta go.
Old Bugs Bunny style. He leaves the green sticking out too.
So that way I can pretend I got a tail.
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know. Fucking Matt. Poor Matt wants to.
Wait, you're all good. You're fine.
Are you traveling from the East Coast out to California for the shows this weekend?
No, he's not. He's going to fucking teleport.
I got
Hey, can you tell us about your wrestling experiences while you're at it?
I got what you meant, Double T.
Yeah, I'm wrestling, but I'm not going to be there.
Jerk off. We're supposed to be on at 7:30 with Matt, but Matt said he's running behind, and we pushed it to 8. So I assume he's on the road. Are you traveling west?
He's not on the road. You can't see he's in a room.
I'm in the Midwest because I don't live on the East Coast anymore. I live in Tennessee. Okay. I was in the Northeast for the last weekend and this past weekend. All my bookings were in Philly and in Jersey.
Oh,
so I stayed up there for the week, did my bookings. Now we're headed home. And then, this weekend, then I'll fly out fly to L.A., then we'll probably drive to Phoenix and then fly out of Phoenix back home.
So, guys,
I'm sorry you had to come out here, man. It's been fucking freezing out here.
It's been shitty out here.
So it was cold.
You're not home right now. You're on the road.
Yes, sir.
Whereabouts in, I don't want an exact, like, are you in like West Virginia or are you like close to home? Like,
I'm in PA right now, but
okay,
almost to Ohio.
Okay. Okay. So this is like the break. You drove enough today.
Yeah. Well, I don't drive. So it's all the wife's been driving my ass around for years. So more power to her. I wouldn't get anywhere if it wasn't for her, because I've never driven a car a day in my life. So she's put on just as many miles as I have on the road. She has. So it's, I'm able to get to my places because of her, and I'm here now because of her.
so she must come to all the shows. Like, everybody knows Mrs. Tremont. Like,
yes.
Oh, that's awesome. And she's good with what you're doing. Like, she.
Oh yeah, she's seen it all. She puts up with my stupidity.
is she the, like, if you get like a gusset plate like stuck in your fucking head, is she like, do we have to, is she the one that has to help take it out?
She has at times, yeah. I mean, if I'm on the road and she's not there, usually it's myself cleaning myself up and, you know, get myself at least presentable so I can go back to an airport and fly on an airplane. But yeah, she's been there many of times to clean my back up or, you know, sew something together or super glue me. She has seen it and done it all.
Does she like just like motherfuck you while she's like taking some fucking gusset plate? Fuck! Why the fuck would you do this to yourself? My wife would do that to me. My wife does that to me now. What the fuck are you doing, you stupid idiot?
Close the door when you take a shit, goddammit!
No, I'm not closing. I'm
so glad
alone,
you said that, HK.
Matt, if I am home alone, I will take a shit with the door open.
He jerks off with his mother-in-law in the house. Don't listen to him.
Why? Why? Why would you say
that's
so?
What I ask you? Why?
my wife's Sicilian, so I get called a stew nod 24/7.
Oh, fucking love it.
Tony always takes it too far.
That's what I'm here for.
Well, Matt, I know you've had a long day on the road. You got a big weekend coming up. We are so grateful for you jumping on the show. If you do not have Triller TV, it's the only reason. GCW is the only reason I have Triller TV. It's $8 a month, and GCW runs so many fucking shows. Mm. It's so worth it. I mean, just looking at the Saturday card
it's out in Los Angeles. You take your fucking girl to dinner early here on the East Coast. Come home. We know you only last like a minute and a half if you're listening to this show. You bang it out. You put it to bed. Happy Valentine's Day. You open up the Triller TV up. El Phantasmo's in town. He's going against KJ Orso. Our guest, Matt Tremont, against Cruel. Otis Koger against Ciclope. Alex Hammerstone against one called Manders. I mean, come on. What? This is fucking crazy. And it's $8 a month. You get two shows. There's a show Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, can't beat it. And the LA shows are always stacked. So that venue there is incredible, and so is the crowd. I didn't debut that at the LA building until last year. So I think I've been there three or four times now. Just incredible Los Angeles crowd there for our shows. They're pretty great.
Right, you're gonna watch these shows, and then in March, when Matt Tremont comes back to Atlantic City with GCW, you're gonna fucking go down to Atlantic City, and you're gonna watch Matt Tremont break somebody's head.
Come on, say,
thanks, Shining Wizards. Matt, this has been a blast. Is there anything you want to leave the fans with before you go rest up and enjoy the rest of your Monday night?
Just appreciate the support as always, all these years. Very appreciative and thankful. And come here, buddy. My dog's hold on.
Uh-oh.
It's Sully. There he is.
Sully.
Oh, yeah. Sully's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
There you go. He's chill. But yeah, just appreciate the fans, man. They keep me going. Can't thank everybody enough. Appreciate y'all. I was on, but like 10 years ago on here, right? It's been a long time.
We interviewed you at Legends of the Ring, maybe?
Yes. Okay.
Stop by for a little bit. Yeah, we spent like 10 minutes together, and we always talked about you coming on. I'm so glad we finally made that happen, man.
Oh, same.
Absolutely.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Matt, anytime you want to come back out and shoot the shit or you got something to promote, just hit us up, man. You're always welcome back here.
Sounds good. I will. I appreciate it.
Matt, enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you, man.
Y'all too. Thank you for the laughs. Y'all are funny, man. Night, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great night, brother.
Matt. Have a great night. Great luck this weekend. We'll be watching.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Matt Tremont, everybody. At Tremont07GCW. His socials have been scrolling across the bottom of the screen during the whole interview. We're not going to take a commercial break because we are not going to go till 9:45. The street
like challenge.
No, we're not. I don't want to upset Tony. The street team.
Upset me. What?
I don't want to upset you. The street team is doing amazing things. We've had a couple people show up tonight, tune in live. SJ is doing great things. She's crushing it out there. I'm just pulling up the schedule, so just give me a second. This is where you can find the Shining Wizard Street Team, all right? SJ, on Valentine's Day, will be a CWE 17th anniversary show. She'll be at the Winnipeg Pro Wrestling Voyager Cup on March 13th and 14th. She'll be at the Winnipeg Pro Wrestling Fight at the Museum Tuesday, March 31st. SJ will also be at the Dynamite Collision tapings April 1st at the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. Lisa will be at Wildcat Wrestling April 4th at the John Curtis Christian Lower Campus, River Ridge, Louisiana. And SJ will be coming out to the East Coast for GCW One Night Only at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Saturday, May 2nd. So if you see SJ, you see the street team, say what's up. They're giving out free merch. It's amazing. We love them. Is this just on my screen or is this on everyone's screen?
Well,
I got the five-man box still.
No, that's your screen.
That's me. Okay, good. Great.
Wait. What did you do that you have the five-man box?
I didn't do anything. It might just be my StreamYard being slow, okay? So don't fuck with it. If it's not showing up, if it works good for you guys, then we're good.
Interesting.
It looks good for you guys. Yes, Chris, get a bracelet for your son, not a shit-my-pants bracelet,
though. Yes, please don't.
Please. And maybe, I don't know how old your son is, maybe don't let him listen to the show yet. What do you think is a good age?
Ollie agrees. I think 16.
Really? I would say like 14.
Molly said ladies don't shit their pants.
Agreed.
Taking it down.
All right, take it down. We're taking it down.
Patreon.com/wizardspodcast for as little as a dollar a month. You can support the show. $3 a month gets you the bonus content. Wizards history just dropped at the beginning of the month. Me and Tony walk you through, our first venture into WrestleCon and everything that transpired that weekend. In the coming months, we will be dropping the PWS audio and the WrestleCon audio, as well as the Damian Dragon episode that aired immediately after WrestleCon weekend. And I want you to listen and see if you can figure out when I get aggravated and give up on the show. Brundo and HK are recording the next installment of the Indie Rogue Chronicles this week. So that'll be dropping on the 15th. And me, Brundo, and Tony got together on Saturday and recorded a bonus show where we played games and we talked about XPW, and we had a great time. So that'll be dropping sometime in the near future. Patreon.com/wizardspodcast. There's also a free tier. Sign up for free. You get the Wizards Weekly, which usually comes out Sunday night. And that just kind of lets you know what's going on in the world of the Wizards.
Yay.
Yay. You've got mail.
Yay.
I'm going to do it, Tony, and you're going to get annoyed. Is there anything from AEW you guys want to talk about?
Nope. nope.
Brundlefly, anything from you?
There was one thing that upset me.
Oh.
It was the fact that we finally, you know, we've had Taz back for the last couple of weeks. We finally get Jack Perry on TV. He's not fucking there this week to sing his song. Other than that, great show.
Great?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Great show.
I thought it was a great show. I was entertained.
I'm sure you did. Now that's great. Good. One of the things that I fucking like, I almost lost my mind watching AEW this week. And I watched Dynamite, and I actually watched almost all of Collision.
Okay.
I took the venture. I get aggravated because the Bucks? Who the Bucks face? That's the fucking
away. Agony.
God, that fucking sucked. They suck. They're fucking miserable.
Who?
And I'm watching the goddamn Young Bucks. They fucking suck. They're horrible. They can do cool things. Cool. We can do cool things. Make me give a shit about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just make me give just a little bit of a shit. Just a little shit. Just to wash my fucking pants out of Port-a-John shit. Give me just a little bit. I can't stand them. I can't fucking stand them. Hook.
Sorry. Hold on.
No.
I want to ask you a question. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Ask the question.
What specifically did they do that bothered you?
They wrestled. They didn't wrestle.
Uh-oh.
They jumped around like a bunch of jackasses. The entire fucking match. It wasn't a tag match. It was not a tag match. They got to get rid of this whole, it's a tag. It's not a tag. They don't have tag matches. The Young Bucks do not participate in tag team matches. It's fucking disgusting. And I like tag team wrestling. That's the shit. This, what they do is not tag team wrestling. It pisses me off.
Okay, go on with Hook. What were you going to say?
Hook and Hook's promo can eat a shit. He's the new leader because he inspires people. Who the fuck is he trying to kid? He inspires people. Get the fuck out of here with that. Outside of that, you know what? Tekla, I like Tekla. She's doing okay.
Tekla's nice, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to call you out, Double T, because you told me in August that I can't call broads birds. You said, you can't call a bird. You can't call broad a bird. Right? And I said, what do you want me to call her, a bitch? And he said, no. See you later, Tony. And I couldn't call a bird a bird. And now we got a tag team here that's called what, Double T? Tell me what it's called.
The Brawling Birds.
Well, suck me sideways. So maybe I can call a broad a bird.
Look, there's a lot of things that you do that we advise against or have many. Tony's very worried about the way you handle yourself at your place of employment. Okay.
It concerns Tony.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a whole nother episode. But
it's another thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not like, I'm going to call you a bird. See, like, that feels like something like Mr. 50s from JCW would be doing.
The Brawling Birds.
Yeah.
Brawling Birds.
All right. My turn to log out and come back in because the screen is really bothering me. I'll be right back.
All right. All right. Well, I'll fucking see you later. What do you think about that main event with MJF, Brenda Fly? You love that part of the show too?
Yeah, I was totally fine with it. What? It was a surprise. Dude, it was a fucking surprise. Nobody thought that match was going to happen like that. Every once in a while, you need a surprise where, you know, he gets surprised. He's not paying attention. Here comes Brody King, who's a fucking murder machine. And he murders MJF. He catches him off guard. He drops him on his head.
Yeah.
And now we got a challenger for next week, and then we'll move on to the next fucking guy.
How excited are you for the mixed tag team championship belts?
There's no belts coming, but I'm very excited.
Not yet. You know,
I'm very excited to see who gets their fucking head shaved.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Wrong promotion, HK. That's your beloved AAA that has the mixed
tag. Yes.
Oh, no. You know AEW is going to bring them in. You know they are.
Everybody has a million belts at this point.
Yeah. We figured out the NWA has 11. We figured that out Saturday.
Doesn't make it right. It's horrible. Oh, you know, I like Mina Shirakawa. Yeah, I'm okay with her.
I mean, who doesn't?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah, yeah. The brawl on the top of the building, I didn't much care for that either.
I thought the visual was pretty cool.
Visual wasn't bad, but it did remind me. It reminded me of like the WCW when they're in the parking lot. Uh-huh. And all the cars around. So it kind of reminded me of that. I just didn't fall in love with it.
I did on Twitter, Mark Madden, they had like a clip of somebody getting suplexed on a limo or something like that. And Mark Madden is like, oh, how does this happen in a match? And Shayna Baszler just replies, he's like, go up against any freestyle wrestler. I guess doesn't matter if it's Street Fighter or not, you're getting suplexed.
Oh, shit. What is Marina Shafir's finish called? Is that Mommy's Milk? Is that what she calls her submission?
Mother's Milk.
Mother's Is Mother. It really?
Yeah.
Fucking freak show. What the fuck? She actually does call it like that?
Yeah. She holds her like
I'm watching it, and I'm like, what drinking the fuck it. Is she doing? She sucked my titty fuck submission. Titty sub. And I was like, what does she call this shit? Mommy's Milk? And she actually does.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. All right. AEW. I watched it all this week.
Yeah, you did.
All the complaints you did. Or you did when you said that. Oh, Dynamite was great. Every complaint you just made was about Collision.
What? No.
Yeah. No. Oh, I didn't like Hook. Collision. Oh, I didn't like the Young Bucks. Collision. Or go whatever on. Else. Collision.
The street fight, parking lot fight, Collision.
Yep.
Okay. Remind me, what was on Dynamite?
Ricochet, Jack Perry, Brody King, MJF, Mega Bad against the Babes of Wrath.
Okay.
Andrade, Idolo, Kenny Omega, Adam Page, Mark Davis.
Yeah, Andrade sucks. That Jack Perry, that snare trap, fucking love that. That ain't bad at all. That's a good hold. I'm in on that. That Mega Bad, I'm going to complain about that. smoking the pot. You smoking a weed? I don't give a shit about Adam Page. I don't think I'm ever gonna. That's just gonna be the way it's gonna be. Ricochet too. Ricochet can eat a shit. I'm over him. So main event sucked.
I like the main event picture in Dynamite. I think we have a lot of moving pieces there. But I stand firmly on my complaint about what I said last week. Everybody like I loved the three-way with Tommaso and Claudio and Roderick, but like Kyle Fletcher doesn't need to be challenging for the fucking TNT title because he already was the TNT champion.
No, Ruby's got the nod now. Then you will have belt like me. Then you will have belt like me.
I think something's going to happen there. Something with Okada is going to happen there. That's going to be the direction.
Flush him.
The Ricochet, did you see Ricochet said the thing about his legacy?
Oh, yeah.
What fucking legacy?
Oh, I don't look.
I don't know.
All of a sudden, he's a fucking nature boy?
No.
It's not the nature boy.
No. But, like, he had, I guess, in his... He was, when he got to the WWE, he was one of the hottest independent wrestling stars. He had been successful in Japan, successful in the indie scene, and he even had a decent run in NXT. But then he was like, I don't know, we talked about it on this show when it happened. When they called up those NXT guys, like, nobody gave a shit. When it was him and Gargano.
Ciampa.
And
Black.
And Aleister Black. And yeah. They like called them up on a Raw, and nobody knew who the fuck they were. Like,
yeah, I think Ciampa and Gargano were back down, were gone in like 2 weeks, and yeah. Then Black and Ricochet, I think, were a tag team.
Yeah, but Aleister Black's the only guy that you named that's like bigger than I am. Bunch of tiny motherfuckers. What do you want him to do?
No, I'm look, but that's besides the point. Okay, so he's. Whatever. He went and he was complaining about what his WWE ruined his legacy. That's his opinion. He fucking lived it. He walked a mile in those shoes. Again, the IWC. People telling him like he's wrong. Like you didn't live with this fucking... You didn't live in his shoes. Like it wasn't a good experience for him. How are you going to...
No, you had a great fucking time, Ricochet. You remember wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what they're like. I don't know what they're talking about. The only thing I can think is that like, I think there's a shitload more people that wouldn't know who Ricochet was if it wasn't for his time in WWE.
That's fair.
And if it wasn't like for that time, like say there's no AEW right now. Obviously there is, but if there is no AEW, he gets quite the pay bump based on his time in WWE. So I think that he gained a lot of fans while he was there, just based on the audience that they reach. Now whether he had a good time or not. I mean, I guess clearly saying he had a horrible time. Legacy-wise, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I don't know what his goddamn legacy is. But, like, I mean, at a certain point, aren't you thankful that the audience that you did get to reach, even if you didn't have a good time, right?
I don't know. He said the same thing fucking Phil said when he went back to AEW. He said WWE killed his love for wrestling and AEW brought it back. No, you don't see people trying to fucking pitchfork Phil.
Got you. A couple years, Ricochet's coming back to WWE. Champion.
You think so?
More footsteps, just like Roman. That fucking guy. That unoriginal prick. Lazy boy.
What about Raheem? You think Raheem ends up in AEW?
No, golly, no.
You don't think so? Cody was there, but not Raheem.
That's what I'm saying. American Raheem.
A new member of the Hurt Syndicate?
Golly, the new nation.
Raheem Rhodes in that.
Somebody already made a picture. It's WWE celebrates Black History Month, and it's Cody Raheem Rhodes.
God, tell me they enhanced his dong.
Please tell me they put him in blackface.
No!
That's the wrong way, Tony!
Let's find out.
I'm really, you know, last week Tony said he fell asleep at the dinner table. I'm really seeing if we can get him to fall asleep on the podcast.
Stop.
All right. You want to do homework, Tony? I know you're tired.
I'm sleepy.
Homework.
It was a different avenue this week in homework.
Yeah,
so, HKB so kind to tell us. We didn't get that. All right. Well, I guess we'll ask Tony all those questions next time. Sorry, I was just breezing through the notes. HK, what led us to this bit of homework you gave us, buddy?
So I was strutting my miles and on the watching some stuff in the vault. That was kind of the next up on the vault, and it was a hilarious whatever. Segment. And I was like, you know, wrestling, that's one thing that I think sometimes all of us forget. Like wrestling is supposed, there's supposed to be fun there somewhere. You know what I mean? It's a huge variety show. There's supposed to be emotion all over the place, but fun is one of those things that I think that wrestling needs to be in. And I watched this while I was strutting my miles and I was laughing my balls off watching it. And it reminded me of an old DVD that I had that was the Best of Raw After Air or so, it was something called Raw After Hours. Do you remember what the fuck was called? Double T, you got that one too, don't you? He's scooting. Yeah, he's looking for it. Anyways, I had such a fun time watching this and watching, you know, two pros at, well, really three pros just on the ring, three of the all-time greats, you know, you're talking about on the stick in the ring, all that kind of stuff. And this is an after the show situation. So, yeah, I figured it'd be nice to have a fun, you know, little comical, homework that I don't think we've had something quite like this yet. All right, cool. So I enjoyed it. Thumbs up. And that's all I got.
I mean, I just watched it maybe, what, like 2-3 hours ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't blow me away or anything. But it, like you said, it was fun. It was fun watching Rock and Austin play off of each other. And I'm sure, like, there were plenty of house shows or Raws afterwards that had endings like this. So... I can't say anything bad about it. That's for sure.
Man, when they were going back and forth, and when Undertaker all of a sudden pops back up in the ring,
yeah,
and Rock does his sign language, I fucking that like that was the point. I was already laughing while I'm watching it, but when he does the sign language, he's a beer, and he starts stumbling around. Then they do the reset, and he goes, "Shine it," and then he stops. He spits. Then he goes back to shining it and then to turn it sideways. And they're playing the hits. And like I don't think the what stuff was super annoying at this point. I think clearly you heard the crowd. They were in on it. And Rock and Austin both doing like the weird like steps during the what's kind of playing off each other. And
I think at that point they were only doing what's during Austin segments. It wasn't like every segment at that point.
Yep. What is it called, Double D?
It is the Best of Raw After the Show, All Access.
It's a great DVD.
Yeah. No, I fucking loved it. I thought this was so much fun. So much fun. Yeah, all the things you're saying. The they were spelling things out, or the L, the E.
Yeah. And Austin sniffing after every letter.
Austin cuts. He gets all on the Rock's face. He starts with the what, and then he.
Yeah. Oh, when he kicked the when he drops the beer and kicks the beer, and then he drops the second. Let's see, right away, like right off the bat, they're doing shit. And then when he goes, "You want to have a beer with Stone Cold?" Fucking Undertaker. What?
Fucking short haired Undertaker looks so fucking dopey.
Weird as hell.
Yeah, especially because he's got the fucking the gut going at that point too.
And like I guess like the cameras aren't on, so he doesn't have to be like menacing.
Right.
So he's just like
it's like a cartoon or a caricature of himself. It fucking nails it too.
Yep.
Not out of the park.
You know, this I might watch this tonight, honestly.
Yeah.
It was good times, man. It was good times. Just farting around, having fun, laughing at each other's expense, the pantomimes. The Rock's going to show you in sign language. "Hey, Rock, you want to do sign language again?" And Austin at one point just goes, and he just walks back to the corner and lets him do it again.
And I don't know what, like, what time place this is, so I don't know if the Rock and Austin are feuding. So when it ends and the Rock hits the rock bottom and he goes for the people's elbow, like, and Austin's in the corner, and then Rock crosses over the Taker, hits the ropes, comes back, and then he hits the ropes again, and Austin starts moving, I'm like, oh, he's gonna fucking stunner him. But no, he gets down like he's gonna take a fucking picture.
Yeah,
that was so fucking funny.
This must be either before 17 or maybe before 18. When Rock comes back from the Scorpion King and all that stuff, or maybe before he goes, or
that might say on the link.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, no, great, fucking great shit though.
Yeah, I loved it. Something a little out of the ordinary, and went over well with me. I give this sucker a thumbs up. Good call.
Get on your bike, your Harley, your Yamaha, your Suzuki, moped.
Just this is February 2002.
Okay.
Oh, this was going into 18 with the NWO stuff.
God, so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Easy watch, like 9 minutes, a lot of fun. I was out by this point, so the watching was so fucking over. Oh, my God.
for everything.
Holy cow. Holy cow.
Yep.
Holy cow. I'm a Tony, though. Thumbs up, man. I really enjoyed this. It was easy watch. And, you know, you're right, HK. Sometimes we need the reminder that this is all supposed to be fun and supposed to give us a break from the crazy fucking world that we live in now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch more fucking Ron Powers Bunkhouse Buck matches.
Watch a little after party. I'm going to watch that too, man. I got that DVD.
It's a fucking movie. I'm off tomorrow. I might fucking schmooze this tomorrow. Now I have a little insider information. If someone had bothered to show up on Saturday for the bonus show, he would have also heard this.
It's me.
Yeah, it's you. Tony's homework. The consensus from Tony was you, HK, are gonna hate this.
Hey, you see, since we spoke on Saturday,
I
was looking at it again. If it's something that you all want to watch, it really has no redeeming social value whatsoever. And the more I thought about this match, the more I was just like, I cannot bring this to the table. This is fucking awful. This is worse than awful. Like, I hate the fact that I found some sick pleasure in watching this thing. And I don't think, God, now I want to bring it because I can see Matt's reaction.
It's it. Look, this is your homework assignment.
I know, but I don't. And it doesn't help that I had something really amazing come across my feed like earlier today. And I was just like, you know what? I should pivot to this because this is going to be amazing. But I feel like I've got, I don't know. Brenda, what do you think? You think I should go with what I wanted to go with, or should I fucking get the fuck away from it?
I mean, you know me. I'm going to say go for it.
And to be fair, HK, he did not tell us what.
Oh, nobody knows.
Well,
I'd never figured it out.
Oh, God. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going for it. I'll say
the Young Bucks match.
I'll save one for next week. For next time,
it was a Young Bucks match, apparently.
Bro, this was in the deathmatch group, so already you know HK fucking hates it.
Oh, fuck me.
This is so bad.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
XWW Pro.
What?
It's from a show called Abuse of Power, from this past January 31st. So it's only about a week and a half old. The one and only hardcore enforcer, Mr. California, takes on the debuting evil clown Rampage to crown the first ever XWW Pro Deathmatch Champion. This is absolute dog shit. I can tell you this right now. For some sick, twisted reason, it really tickled my asshole. And I didn't want to pick it. I struggled with this for the past 5 hours. But thank you, Brundo. I can lay this fucking dog shit at your feet. It's on YouTube. I will send the link to the group after the show.
Gonna ask how long.
I saw one clip from this.
It's fucking this is gonna terrible. Be
terrible.
Well, it clocks in at 14 minutes.
Okay.
But there
might be 14 people there too.
I want to thank you because I'm gonna look like a stud next week.
This is not great. A way to end the streak. I swear to God, this was not my intention.
You love doing this, though.
I, you know what? In a sick, twisted way, like I really enjoyed it, but not in the JCW so like different. It's good kind of way. I think Brundle might have watched this. This was in the deathmatch group.
I saw a clip.
You know how I'll know when HK watches this? When he's like, hey, I gotta work late next Monday, guys. I won't be home.
Agreed.
Got a meeting, came through. It ain't gonna be for me.
I didn't want to. I was so close to pivoting too, but like I'm torn. This really hurt me. If I would have slept today during dinner.
Well,
like,
what's the clincher? The fact that I'm gonna hate it?
No. It's you have to watch it. You're gonna have to just.
Well, of course, it's homework.
But you're going to have to, like, your I'm interested in everyone's thoughts because, like, I can't put into words, like, how I feel about
Should
this
I until get you the want. Position now?
You might as well. You just lean back in the chair. I wouldn't put it on the 70-inch TV either.
Okay. Good to
I
know.
Sometimes watch homework with my son.
Oh,
I'm
going to
skip
know.
That. I'm going to skip that this week.
Oh, man. Is there a fucking needle through the dick in this one?
It's not. No, it's not. It's not gruesome in the sense like somebody's bleeding to death. It's just it's bad for all the wrong reasons. Like, yeah, it's I don't even know if I'd call it a match.
I fucking love this.
No, please don't say that. Please don't say you loved it.
I fucking love it.
You found it oddly satisfying after you watched it. Please.
I can't wait. What is the name of this promotion?
XWW Pro, not to be confused with XWW Amateurs.
Oh man, I can't fucking wait for this.
Oh my god, and just keep an eye out for everything, like, because there's parts where they actually show people in the crowd. You're gonna want to absorb it all. Oh, and the commentary is like for the entire crowd to hear too. But don't worry, there's plenty of crowd commentary along with the actual commentator. You're going to need eyes and ears for this one, boys.
Mr. California.
He sucks.
And he takes on the debuting evil clown Rampage. So this guy who's the hardcore enforcer is meeting a rookie, a guy who's making his debut for a coveted championship.
I cannot fucking wait to watch this.
It's like Tommaso Ciampa showing up and getting a title match.
I don't have a problem with him getting a title match.
Stop watching it now.
Don't watch it now.
Did you want to? I told you we should start doing watch alongs. We should really. Do we have a guest next week? Maybe we'll watch this all together.
Maybe.
No, we don't have a guest next week. Do we?
Do we want to?
I don't think
Do we want to watch this like next week live?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I want to watch it. This guy does podcasts. Woof. Fucking Woof is right, Jesse.
I want to subscribe. We have to subscribe to Mr. California's show.
He was a guest on a radio show.
Of course he was.
I'll be live on the fucking radio.
He's the hardcore enforcer.
You want to be friends with him?
I want to book him on the show. Oh, jeez. Molly Marvin, says agreed.
Marvin Mercado. Oh, I have 10 mutual friends. Who are my mutual friends with Marv? Louis, Steve Mack.
Well, there you go.
Bill Alfonso.
Yeah, that's right, Daddy. Mr. California, Daddy. Holy shit.
I can't wait.
Oh, he's friends with Joel Gertner, too.
Well. Holy cow. You're not excited about this, HK.
No.
No, I feel like you could use a laugh.
Yeah, come on. This is entertaining. Wrestling's not only supposed to be about the matches.
Right.
I know. We just went through that.
It's supposed to be about 50 syringes stuck in your nipples.
Ew, your nipples.
No. Your butthole?
No, come on now.
Why are you going too far? No, 50 syringes. He had a banana before he was sticking in his butt.
Can I read you the one review this guy got on Cage Match?
Please.
This is from January 17th. So this is before this match. So maybe they don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
Huh?
A fine example of why deathmatch wrestling is such a bad rep. Dude spends all his time shitting on far more talented, successful wrestlers and running horribly attended shows full of equally useless backyard wrestlers that probably work for free. I leave it for you to decide for yourself.
That checks.
Can we talk about maybe watching this together next week? Maybe like group homework.
Yeah, but can I watch it like before?
Oh yeah, if you want. I mean,
I'm all in, 100%. I'm all fucking in for this. Well, if it's on YouTube, does that mean we can also stream it while we watch it?
oh, I don't think Mr. California is going to give a shit if we're streaming it. I don't really doubt there's going to be a copyright strike.
All right.
And there's going to be more people watching our episode, watching his match than that were there.
Oh, my God. We're going to be selling Mr. California some merch, some tickets, everything.
Yes. I love it. I forgot I had to make dinner.
I kind of feel terrible that I brought this to the table.
Don't. I can't wait for you to send the link. I might watch it tonight. Then I might watch it next week before the show. I might watch it during the... I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out if we're going to watch it all together.
There was a lawsuit that I had questions for you too, Tony, but I don't know if you read anything about it. So
Somebody had mentioned it in the Discord, but I didn't get a chance to look into it. So
Anthem is suing Gail Kim?
For what, talking shit? It.
Yeah,
is it a contract dispute? Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Whistleblower Act or something?
Oh, yeah. All right. I haven't looked into it, but yeah, that was it. That was it.
Lawyer jargon.
I'll have to do some research. Maybe I can find a complaint somewhere online. Why are you making faces, bro?
I was farting.
Pants.
I was farting.
With the door open.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't close the door to fart. Close. I bet you handsome Kevin goes in the bathroom to fart. If Molly
oh, my God. I bet you Molly hotboxes him in the bed.
She does not.
She just beats the shit out of you, dude. She hits you with bananas. She punches you in the balls. She hotboxes you. She probably shits on you when you're in the shower.
She does not.
I bet you she that. Fucking flings poo Molly at you like McMahon. A fucking gorilla.
No.
Wow. She opens the fucking shower curtain.
You know what, HK? It's spoken like a man who's never met your lovely wife.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? And speaking of, if I could do this, tomorrow, my lovely wife and I will be celebrating our wedding anniversary.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Congrats, oh! Sir.
So are we breaking out the underwear? Is that the...
Forget the fact that she's listening to the show right now.
Oh, no, so she's not getting the underwear tomorrow. I'm bringing back the wink.
I appreciate that. I didn't just say she's definitely not getting the underwear.
Is she tasting the
pudding?
Diana. I reached out to her. She was tired. I tried.
I want your mother's phone number, too. I got to call her. Talk to her.
Oh, maybe Diana wants to get in the clitter box.
I'll take care of them, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin. They're always busting them.
Where did Kevin go? I don't see him.
He's in the clitter box, Ma.
I can hear it.
You eating them edibles, Ma?
I know, poor handsome Kevin. They were busting on him.
You can always tell
my mom. Yeah, of course. He always sends me the, what do you call, edibles.
People think I get my mother stoned. No wonder Mike Peterson was always hitting up my mother.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm fucking doing the thing. I'm cueing the fucking music.
What is that?
Yeah, what is that? So we're trying to end the show, Ma. Relax. Oh, Jesus.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Oh, Mrs. Brenda showed up right there at the end to say your mom is awesome, Tony. Executive producer, Manny Kratzo. Producers, Kate Hensler, High-Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, David Henry Bauer III, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, and I Dunk Biscuits. Thank you all for your support on the Patreon.
What the fuck was that?
Some girl walking and talking.
Was she boring, Ma?
Huh?
Huh? Now she gets stupid.
That one lady that was on one time, she was boring. Oh.
Yeah, she sucks, Ma.
Anytime.
Are they coming? Who?
You should be proud of your mom.
I'm proud, Ma. I'm always proud of you.
I'm in the show.
Are you coming, Mom?
No.
No? Not today? Not today.
Oh, my God, no.
Jesus, you have to get that emotional.
3 o'clock in the morning, banging on my door.
The back door?
You better behave, all right?
I try, Ma. I can't help it.
Why are they laughing? They're playing my old one? No.
Your old one?
Look, don't be talking about that.
Sorry, Ma. Didn't you mention the hookers that you fucking saw at the hotel?
Yeah, we might have pedophiles here. These whole bunch. Oh, no. I'm not dead, Anthony.
Oh, I know, Ma. You're alive and well.
What's going on?
Oh, God. I don't know. I thought you were coming and going, Ma. I don't know.
No, they're bad. The old people are bad. You got to watch for them.
Are they going to fucking rob you?
Figuring somebody would come.
That's what I've been asking you for 5 minutes, Ma.
What, you crying, honey?
With a tear in my eye. You motherfucker.
Come on.
Are we fucking done?